May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free from harm. May all beings love life. May all beings awaken. Welcome to another Cuke Audio podcast. I'm DC Puba of Cuke Audio and Cuke Archives. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable, free from economic hardship, and able to get out and do whatever it is you want within the limitations of the universal precept of do as little harm as possible. So today we're going to have clip two from a lecture that Shunyu Suzuki gave in Los Altos, California, on Thursday, July 22nd, 1965, in the evening. One of the evening lectures. And this might be the last. You know, those tapes were all lost. The Los Altos. Well, they weren't all lost because this is the third audio I've gone over with you. There might be some others. I'm not sure. But anyway, this is the third one. I'll know. I mean, I just have to look. I'm going to read you the second selection for the second clip, audio clip, and then you will hear it in a slightly edited audio version that I have prepared for you. So I'm just going to go right into it right now. Well, maybe I'll say, let's see, what's happening here in Bali? There's been almost 1 million tourists arrive. I didn't realize that, but I did notice some a little extra traffic today, just crossing the street to go to the ATM, just a two-lane street, not a real busy street. But, you know, I go there like once a week and cross the street, so I can judge. It's a little barometer. And I was, you know, in some other places, somewhere. But the thing that really showed me there were more tourists here is that Katrinka and I walked home from a Japanese restaurant we really like, Roshi's on Temblingen. It's about a 25-minute walk home. And the drivers were calling to us. You know, maybe five different times. There was a Grab driver. There was, you know, a couple of guys with their car in another place. And so they're coming out of the woodwork because there's tourists. Now, the Sanur doesn't get the bulk of the tourists. They go over to Kuta and Seminyak and Canggu on the other side of the peninsula. We're both in the south. The south is the busy area, the tourist area. But anyway, it's sort of coming back. Now, I was in a natural food store, clearly owned by Seventh-day Adventists. It's a food co-op. It's all over Indonesia. Club Sehat. Sehat means health. You know, that's where I get some bulk items. There's another one I go to, Sattvika Bhoga. I forget what that means. That's Sanskrit. It's owned by a Pakistani Indonesian couple. They're very close with us. And those are our two main natural food outlets. Although we get organic vegetables and fruit delivered to us by two different sources, which delivery is a really great thing here. Anyway. So I was in the store, and on the counter was a sign that said, we will not be able to honor credit cards issued by Russian banks after March 10th. No. Oh, God, I think it did say March 10th. You know, I just naturally was thinking April 10th. Oh, wow. So they haven't been for almost a month now. And I've heard that, you know, there's a lot of Russians here. They're maybe mainly over in Canggu and over in that other area I mentioned. But we've had some Russian friends. But, wow, those, that little excursion of Putin's is causing some hard times for them. I mean, all right. Well, anyway, that's enough local news. So now I'm going to read this clip, and then I'll play you the audio for it. We have true nature. Whatever you do, even though you do not do anything, your true nature is in incessant work, activity. Even though you are sleeping, it is quite active. Your thinking or your sensation are superficial activity of yourself, but in most nature is always working. Even though you die, it is working. I don't mean some, you know, soul, but something, not soul, but something is always in incessant work. Whatever you call it, spirit or soul, I don't mind. You can put many names on it, or you will give it various interpretations, but that interpretation belongs to your intellectuality, that is intellect. So whatever you call it, in most nature itself doesn't mind. Someone may call it soul, someone may call it spirit, someone may say, oh, no, no, that's just material, some kind of function of materialist soul, maybe. According to people, they will put many names on it. But our inmost nature is our inmost nature. It has quite little to do with all that stuff. Has quite little to do with our inmost nature.
We have true nature. Whatever you do. Even though you do not do anything, your true nature is in incessant work, activity. Even though you are sleeping, it is quite active. Your thinking or your sensation are superficial activity of yourself. But inmost nature is always working. Even you, though you die, it is working. I don't mean some, soul, but something. Not soul, but something is always in incessant work. Whatever you call it, spirit or soul, I don't mind. You can put many names to it. Or you will give it various interpretation to it. But that interpretation belongs to in your intellectuality. That is intellect. So, whatever you call it, inmost nature itself doesn't mind. Someone may call it soul, someone may call it spirit, someone may say, oh, no, no, that's just material. some kind of function of material is soul. Maybe according to the people, they will put many names on it to it. But our inmost nature is our inmost nature. It is quite little to do with our inmost nature.
This has been a Cuke Audio podcast. I'm DC Puba of Cuke Audio and Cuke Archives, coming to you from sleepy Sanur with Dog and Bandita, Feline Cuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.